and as to a wheelbarrow, I fancied I could make all but the wheel, but that I had no notion of, neither did I know how to go about it. Besides, I had no possible way to make the iron gudgeons for the spindle or axis of the wheel to run in. So I gave it over, and so, for carrying away the earth which I dug out of the cave, I made me a thing like a hod, which the labourers carry mortar in when they serve the bricklayers. This was not so difficult to me as the making the shovel, and yet this and the shovel, and the attempt which I made in vain to make a wheelbarrow, took me up no less than 4 days. I mean always excepting my morning walk with my gun, which I seldom failed, and very seldom failed also bringing home something fit to eat. November 23rd. My other work having now stood still because of my making these tools, when they were finished I went on, and working every day as my strength and time allowed, I spent 18 days entirely in widening and deepening my cave, that it might hold my goods commodiously. Note, during all this time I worked to make this room or cave spacious enough to accommodate me as a warehouse or magazine, a kitchen, a dining room, and a cellar. As for my lodging, I kept to the tent. Except that sometimes, in the wet season of the year, it rained so hard that I could not keep myself dry, which caused me afterwards to cover all my place within my pail with long poles in the form of rafters leaning against the rock, and load them with flags and large leaves of trees, like a thatch. December 10th. I began now to think my cave, or vault, finished, when, on a sudden, it seems I had made it too large, a great quantity of earth fell down from the top on one side. So much that, in short, it frighted me, and not without reason too, for if I had been under it, I'd never wanted a gravedigger. I had now a great deal of work to do over again, for I had the loose earth to carry out, and, which was of more importance, I had the ceiling to prop up, so that I might be sure no more would come down. December 11th. This day I went to work with it accordingly, and got 2 shores or posts pitched upright to the top, with 2 pieces of boards across over each post. This I finished the next day. And setting more posts up with boards, in about a week more I had the roof secured, and the posts, standing in rows, served me for partitions to part off the house. December 17th. From this day to the 20th I placed shelves, and knocked up nails on the posts, to hang everything up that could be hung up. And now I began to be in some order within doors. December 20th. Now I carried everything into the cave and began to furnish my house, and set up some pieces of boards like a dresser to order my victuals upon, but boards began to be very scarce with me. Also, I made me another table.